From North State Public Radio, I'm Claudia Brancart with your headlines for Tuesday, November 18th. An aged fire station in Chico could soon see a major makeover. NSPR's Eric Adams has the details.
Fire Station 41 has seen better days. Located in North Chico, near Highway 99, the station was built in 1960, and according to staff, it no longer meets modern operational needs. Now, the Butte County Fire Department and the Department of General Services is proposing constructing a new 9,000-square-foot fire station on county-owned property at Kiefer Road and Garner Lane. Butte County supervisors will consider the project at their meeting today. It's expected to cost $12 million and would be financed by Measure H, the 1-cent sales tax to improve public services that was passed by voters last fall. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, avian flu has reached the North State. The Bidwell Wildlife Rehabilitation Group says it received reports of various birds, including geese and ducks, in several areas unable to take flight. The group says analysis performed along with the Department of Fish and Wildlife confirmed the findings of avian flu, which has no treatment. Wildlife officials advise the public not to touch or pick up birds, to keep pets inside, and to contact animal control if they spot a dead or ailing bird. Additionally, it's been a little more than 2 weeks since red light cameras were activated in Chico, and hundreds of violations have already been issued. The police department reports the cameras recorded 439 violations. That means, on average, 31 people ran a red light each day the cameras were active. The cameras are currently only operating at 2 intersections. The department says the numbers were, quote, staggering and, frankly, obscene. In other news, voters overwhelmingly passed Proposition 50 on November 4th. But California's Republican Party and the U.S. Department of Justice are challenging the redistricting measure in court. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more.
California's Republican Party and the federal DOJ argue Prop 50 violates the Voting Rights Act because, they say, it disproportionately gives Latinos a stronger voice. Chris McKaylee, who teaches California politics and law at McGeorge Law School, points out that an independent analysis by the Public Policy Institute of California shows that isn't the case.
If there's no actual showing that Latino voters were somehow enhanced in violation of federal constitutional law, then I think the case fails on the merits.
California's Prop 50 came about in response to a GOP-led redistricting effort that President Trump kicked off in Texas. The Texas plan is being challenged too.
In a bit of irony, the two legal challenges currently pending in Texas over their redistricting have been brought forth by minority legal organizations claiming that the Texas redistricting actually suppresses minority voters. And obviously the federal government hasn't chosen to weigh in there.
The legal process here could take a while, possibly even extending beyond the deadline for candidates to declare themselves for the newly drawn districts. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
Also, Chico City Council will discuss holiday parking at its meeting tonight. Residents are asking for free parking on Fridays at downtown meters. The free parking would start the Friday after Thanksgiving and end the last Friday in December. Staff estimate the revenue from the recommended days of unenforced parking would result in a loss of under $10,000. Also, the Chico Police Department wants to crack down on people loitering on medians, roundabouts, and areas near retail driveways. The department and city staff say it's a safety issue and want city council to adopt an ordinance tonight that would add the specification to the municipal code. If successful, Public Works says it'll cost around $10,000 to put up new related signage in several areas around town. In other news, in Los Angeles, a federal judge granted a preliminary injunction in the ongoing case involving immigration raids across the region. The California Report's Madi Bolaños has more.
The ruling says the federal government likely violated the Fifth Amendment by denying immigrants access to attorneys at a detention facility in downtown Los Angeles. Mark Rosenbaum is with Public Counsel, a nonprofit that helped bring the lawsuit.
What the injunction does is to say to the government, that's got to stop. You've got to give free, unfettered access to lawyers and to their families so that individuals can exercise their rights. So it's a very big deal. The systematic operation in Los Angeles, beginning in June, extending to neighboring communities, is premised on individuals not knowing their rights.
In a statement, the Department of Homeland Security says all detainees are provided ample opportunity to communicate with their attorneys and family members. This is a part of a lawsuit in which the plaintiffs have argued that immigration enforcement in Los Angeles has targeted people based on their race. The U.S. Supreme Court lifted an order blocking the federal government from conducting these raids in September.
The California Report's Madi Bolaños. Additionally, regulations on bodies of water currently protected under the Clean Water Act could change if a new rule proposed by the EPA this week goes into effect. The rule would define bodies of water less broadly than they are currently. Representative Doug LaMalfa is praising the proposed rule. LaMalfa says EPA's action would cut red tape and encourage a more practical approach to the Clean Water Act. And finally, the Orland Police Department is warning residents of a spike in scam calls and text messages from people posing as cartel members. The department advises residents not to respond, send money, or click any links sent by the scammers. Instead, officials say residents should block the sender's number and report the messages as junk. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, November 18th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Claudia Brancard.